We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I love highlighting business, especially out in the Pittsburgh area. Now, you know, I'm not in Pittsburgh anymore. I'm out in Texas and Dallas, but always going to love Pittsburgh. Going to love those Steelers and love guys in Pittsburgh. I have an entrepreneur, business owner, Joshua Burns, joining us from Burns HVAC LLC. How are you, Josh? Thanks for stopping by.
Good, Neil. How are you?
Fantastic. So how did this all start, man? How did you get involved in the HVAC business and, you know, and became a business owner? You know, it's a, everyone wants to start their own business, man. They all want to be self-employed in a way that they're growing something themselves. They're not answering to somebody else. They're putting something together that's providing a great service. So tell us your story.
So my story actually starts where you're at and right now. They had a big freeze up back in 2021. The big Texas deep freeze that they had. I was laid off as a lead installer at the time. I worked for another local HVAC company. So I decided to talk to my wife and decided to drive down to Texas to help out the freeze victims down there. We were able to get 50 people back in their homes. I packed my personal truck, which I'm in right now, it's a mobile office. I drove down. We helped out. And, when I got down there, I was working 18 hour days. I actually had a fortune cookie. It's actually right here. It states a person's biggest mistake is to believe they're working for somebody else. And that's this fortune cookie right here. I'm not lying. I got that down there and I decided to call Chelsea and I said, hey, what do you think if I, you know, stop working for somebody else and I start my own thing? And she agreed. So that's what I did. I turned my keys in and I started my own company.
And that's, so how much of a challenge is that? Especially there's a lot of competition out there in this industry, you know, and but there's still not enough ability for them to really support all the homes and businesses out in the Western Pennsylvania area. It's true. I mean, the thing is we have all these services that are available.
Yeah.
You call somebody when you need them, they just don't come. Or they're
yeah. So Neil, that's what I pride myself on is always answering the phone. We actually have a 5-phone system where someone always answers. And that's the number one key importance is I'm always on your team.
That's huge, man, because think about it. I mean, I know this happened if my, you know, my air conditioner broke and you're definitely in the heating end too, right? For both eight.
Yeah.
So you can define HVAC for us in one point way. Cause you see it specifically the thing is, but our just breaks, our heating breaks. It's the worst thing in the world for us, especially in the winter, if it's too cold and the summer, oh my God, it's especially this summer. It's terrible, especially in Texas, 107 degrees. Thank God nothing's happened to my air condition, but that thinking about specifically enough, that people don't think about who to call till an emergency comes. And that's not what you're here saying, hey, I'm available on the phone and I'm going to tell you the importance of things, right? So a lot of times people wait to call you when it's too late. It's almost like not taking care of a car, right?
Yeah. So Neil, the importance of maintenance, and that's where my marketing comes in and getting my name out there. There's businesses out here in Beaver that's been in business for 90 years, family owned and operated. So to really dig in, I mean, you see, I do cool things. I have air fresheners, you know, pens, I hand out. We sponsored the Big Knob Grange Beaver County Fair, where I'm taking a mini split out with a really cool logo and actually educating people. I believe in educating over sales. And if I educate you and leave you with choices to make, then I feel I'm not pressuring you to utilize my business. I'm giving you more of a option. You know, people want options to either fix or replace when some of these bigger companies that are out there just push you to change, you know, change out your equipment where we actually can fix it.
And I love that. And then so that's huge because you'll go out and do it. And what do you think these big chains do? All they're trying to do is get their buck. You're looking at serving people and growing a customer. We're in a like-for-like society now. I was bringing up this on the show earlier today in one of my interviews that people are not only going to go with work with people that they know, like, and trust. And that's what you're trying to establish, saying that some of these companies are all they're out there is to make money, not help people, right?
Yeah. So like we give back to the community, man. Every event I'm at, I give a thermostat away, or we do a cheers to a warm New Year's, which I give a furnace away to a needy person. And you'll look out for that in probably October, November. You can go on my Facebook page or my website and get more information on that. And then also we're going to start doing combating for comfort, which is going to be a Veterans Day giveaway. So I give back, man, as much as I make and as small as I am. I mean, we have an 8-man crew. So, you know, I'm not a multi-million dollar company, but everything that I do, I try to give back as much as I take. And that's how I'm going to bury my roots here and be a better company than anybody else.
So what is your plan? You want your company to be this large as some of the other of your competitors?
Yeah, I do. You know, there's no stopping, or no end goal, necessarily. I just want to be there for my customers, there for my employees. I treat them like family. They have my back. We actually did a emergency install for a small business down in Pittsburgh on last Saturday. I get a call from the bar owner stating, "Hey man, we can't open our doors. You know, it's the weekend and you know, we can't open our doors on a Saturday." So I called a couple of my guys. They all came through for me, went out at noon on last Saturday and got their air conditioner installed and running by 5 o'clock.
My gosh. So this is the kind of stuff you bring. So let me give you an example. Why Burns over anyone else? This is I know you're really learning. You're going traditional marketing to the pavement, because I remember at times when certain things happen too. I remember my air conditioner broke. It was ridiculous. How long is for someone to come out? Oh, we'll be out. And you're like, I can't survive through this. So explain what makes your company different to these others when you make a call into another HVAC company.
So when you call us, someone always answers, like I'd stated. We have highly skilled technicians, and I'm gonna hire them on as needed. I worked with many other HVAC companies, and I have an arsenal of subcontractors as well. There's not a job too big that we can't handle that I can back myself. We're also a Carrier dealer, which is a name brand, and it's really important for me to have that, you know, that name brand. They're actually the people who invented air conditioning.
That's huge. That's definitely huge, because so to have that and be able to do this all when you, in 2021, you decided, I'm making this change. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You jumped for it and said, let's do this.
Yeah. And like you said, I do traditional marketing. I'm online and I post content, but really it's the Beaver or the Acre meetings that I go to for real estate investors. It's being part of the chamber, Ambridge Chamber of Commerce, Beaver Chamber of Commerce, being actually out in the community, and also being the one that's not willing to put on his boots and go in and do it himself.
So let's define HVAC for people, especially my nationally syndicated audience. Define what that means.
HVAC is heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Okay. And so we all know heating, we know air conditioning. When you're talking about venting, ventilation, that can become a big problem in certain things with mold, backup, certain things like that, right? So people think it's going for only certain use, but you have to be checking your vents on a regular basis because that can be dangerous as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So ventilation also comes in cooking in your kitchen, you know, also in your bathroom, your bath vents. When we're talking commercial projects, you have to ventilate stairwells and common areas. That way, in case there's a fire, you can get smoke out of the stairwell so people can actually exit the building. So it's life and death, man. It's not very safe work. I mean, we work with live gas. We work with live electricity. You have to know plumbing, electrical, as well as the HVAC. So it takes very expensive tools. It takes very expensive people. I make sure that I train my guys every year. Every time winter hits and they have trainings available, I look at that as a plus, man.
And it's hard to find good people. And I think that you try to work with your employees in a way that's saying, hey, I was just here like you just a year ago,
absolutely,
a year and a half ago, and I'm not going to treat you like, hey, you're just a number. And a lot of these companies, that's what they do, right? They're subcontracting. They're not looking at the atmosphere, and you're trying to change all that so that, hey, you come work for me, I'm going to pay you well. You're gonna do a great job, and we're gonna look at great customer service. Because I'm sure in your days as working in HVAC, a lot of things you didn't always agree about what the company's mindset was and stuff, right? And things.
Yeah. So, like you said before, it's all about the numbers game to some other contractors. Not everyone, but you know, we're a customer first, employee second. I'm the last person to get a check, because I want to stick around for a while, man. And your employees are everything. So, they're the people that if you call me, you might hear my voice on the phone. I might come out for your estimate, but in all reality, they're the ones who are, the highly skilled trained people who are putting in your system. And that comes back to, our office. We have to train those people. Just like I was trained the proper way, and there's no other way but the proper way.
How did you do this so fast, man?
I don't know, man. I just have a niche for marketing. I love talking to people. I'm a people person. It's just been awesome.
Well, great. Where can people connect with you? Best way, Facebook, website, where do they go?
So yes, our Facebook is Burns HVAC. Our website is www.burnshvacllc.com. We also have TikTok, and we're just Burns HVAC LLC. We create awesome content. I do everything in house. I don't sub anything out. My brother does my website. My sister-in-law made my awesome logo. My wife Chelsea, she's been awesome, man. I wouldn't be able to do it without her. All my employees, man, they all help me get to where I need to go. And especially my customers, man, they refer me, and they're very loyal. They call me back every year for maintenance, and we stick by their side.
All right. We appreciate you coming by and say hello to the Pittsburgh people. And I know right now I'd rather be where you're at than where I'm at with the heat. But soon I won't be saying that in October. I'll be smiling because it'll be cold in Pittsburgh, and I'll be nice. You know,
yeah. Even other business owners, if you want to call and talk to me, give me tips or get tips yourself, call me at 412-522-0465.
All right, Josh, we appreciate you stopping by.
All right, Neil, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're watching and listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.